Do you remember being a part of the American Legion in 1937? Anything to do with the Newton Steel Strike?
What?
Newton Steel Strike was in Monroe.
I don't remember that, no.
No. Okay. You served in the war then?
Yeah.
Can you tell me...
World War I.
Right. Can you tell me any of the experiences you might have had then?
Well, regular army life and combat life and all that in France and Belgium both.
France and Belgium. Being that you were of German descent, did your father have any problems here while you were in the service?
Oh, no. You see, he came over so early. He came over here in 36. Came over here in about 1845.
Uh-huh.
So he was... And then another thing too, he served 4 years in the Civil War in the federal side of the Union Army.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he earned his citizenship.
Well, they said that, you know, during that period there was a lot of racial conflict and ethnic conflict.
Like there was with the Japs.
Right. Yeah. Okay. How about the Depression years? Right after the war, what do you remember? Were you in Monroe County at that time?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell me any of the your daily life? And
well, we all tightened our belt, of course. And there was one bank that did not close, a small bank. I had an account there in the bank. So each week I would draw $5. And I got $5 from the firm. $10 a week. My wife was teaching. She got paid too, but it was all in script. Not in cash. So we got along and we didn't there weren't many balls or anything like that. We got along.
Do you remember where she was teaching at the time?
Pardon?
Do you remember what school she was teaching at the time?
Woodward High.
In Toledo?
Yeah.
And did your business continue?
The office was open, that's about all.
That was about all.
Guess we had a couple of little jobs, I think. WPA or WRPA or what they had there, you know. I think we had a couple of schoolhouses, things like that. That's about all.
Did you have some big projects in Monroe while you were in business?
No, we didn't have much up in Monroe. We had it all usually in Ohio and some in Indiana. But I don't think we had any.
Can you tell me about one?
Oh, yes, we did have. We had to make plans for a revised town hall, city hall, adding a sheriff's office and jail. So we made plans for that. That's the only job I know.
Who was sheriff at that time? Do you remember?
No, I don't know.
What were some of your big jobs, maybe in Toledo or, you know?
Well, the one I most often mention is Toledo Blade Building. And the police and fire alarm building downtown. And a number of jobs there. We had factory buildings in Toledo. We had church buildings. We had lodge buildings. We had two or three houses. And we even went as far as Deschler, Ohio, for the main courthouse. No, the main post office that we took it to the design.
Now the Blade Building, that was How old is that? Do you remember?
Pardon?
Do you remember when you designed and worked on the blade building?
Oh, I think that was sometime around 1924, 5, something like that. I'm not sure anymore.
Do you remember anything maybe about the Carpenters Union?
No.
With no strife in that time period?
No. We never had any trouble with strikes. So we had to work with union people like that, but never had any trouble with it.
About how many hours a week did you have to work in that time period, say in the 20s, your normal work week?
How long it was?
Yeah, you know, like the carpenters or whoever was on the job, were they working maybe 60 hours instead of our 40 today, or?
Well, probably near 60 at that time.
Yeah.
I think about 5 days a week. Well, it'd be near 40 then, unless you worked overtime.
Well, that was pretty good then for...
Yeah.
How about when women got the right to vote? What did you think about that?
I don't think I paid too much attention to it. I thought let things go as it was. I was in favor, but yes, I thought that they should have a right to vote as well as a man. My voice is awfully poor for that.
Now, what was the first car that you ever owned?
Chevrolet. Cloth top, eyes and glass windows. No heat, of course. And just a little button that you pushed into the dashboard and that'd start the motor. But I think my father and I both went. We went into it together. I think it cost us $850, something like that. $850. And we had that a couple of years, and then the neighbor next door offered me something. We let it go, and then I bought the stuff with Buick lying there. I drove Buicks ever since.
Were anything maybe like Christmas different back at the turn, you know, and during your childhood, how would you describe Christmas?
Relatives came. Well, when I was a small boy, we'd go down to Columbus, Ohio, where the old homestead. And there was all the family were down there. And then other years, later years, relatives from Detroit would come for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Definitely more of a family get together than than what it the commercialized.
Oh yeah.
Do you know any important personalities that you think would stick out in history from this area?
Well, I
perhaps working with some of the mayors in Toledo or on some of your projects, or?
Well, of course, because it was city jobs, we had to work with the city officials. As far as getting too well acquainted with them, you know.
I just see anybody that would stand out in your mind as being exceptional quality.
I don't think so.
How did you come to settle in Monroe when you left Toledo? What was the deciding factor there?
Well, my father heard about this little place here that was for sale. So we came out on the 4th of July, looked at it, decided to take it. From then on, fixed it up and went home. There was an old log house on the property at that time. The old bachelor lived in that, he had a log chicken coop and a frame barn. That's all. And so we had the barn, a new barn built in 1896, I guess it was. And we lived in the barn that summer and way into the fall until the present house was finished enough so we could move in there. That's where that was.
Did you have animals and...
Oh, yes. We had the regular customary animals. We didn't have very many because it was a small place, only 10 acres, you know. But we managed by converting it into a kind of fruit farm. Fruit, berries, and vegetables, things like that.
And you farmed all this by hand?
Oh, yes, all by hand. And a horse, of course. Plow, drag, concrete.
I don't suppose there's too many...
Worked corn by hand, husk corn by hand, dug potatoes by hand, did everything by hand. I even, one summer, I took a cradle and cut oats with a cradle. You know what a cradle was? With the fingers on like that. Give you the exercise. That's soon.
Then, what did you think when, were you still farming when tractors and stuff came, you know, with the industrialization? No, you'd,
No, I think I went to work downtown about 1908, and even at that time, sometimes I'd get up early in the morning and do a little plowing or something before it was time to walk to West Toledo to go downtown. Those days I had to walk down to West Toledo to Carline, walk home again. But after that, why, we didn't do anything, had the thing away. Didn't try to raise anything. Trees died, you know.
I have that problem myself.
Yeah.
Bunch of rabbits ate them this winter.
Yeah. Well, they would girdle them and kill them.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. A whole bunch of them.
Dan?
Oh, where did you get your training to be an architect?
I got that in Armor Institute in Chicago, by mail.
Do you remember about how long it took you to complete their course by mail?
I had worked on it 4 years when I started work, and while I was working, I still continued. So you might say 6 years or more.
Was your father, what did he do for a living?
He was in Gardner in the city.
Did he help inspire you to become the architect?
No.
No?
No, I don't know, I formed the idea I wanted to be one. I knew when I was 15 years old what I wanted to do. And I worked to that end.
Now, in Temperance, can you remember any of the stores that were there?
I remember all the old things there.
Well, can you tell me about some of them?
Well, start on the railroad. There was the mill. It wasn't as much as it is now, just a regular like, little barn outfit. And then coming this way west, there was the there were a couple houses, and then I think there was that creek, and there was a blacksmith shop, and there was next to that was the mercantile house, King's grocery store, that handled everything, and then there was the down a little further was the Kitty's store. You remember?
Yeah, I didn't know.
The Kitty's store had groceries and everything at the post office. So, and next to that, coming still near to Lewis Avenue, was the preacher's residence, and on the corner was the Free Methodist Church. And on the other side, across from the mill and working west, there was a... I don't remember what was right on the corner at that time. Of course, the Reamer, Cream was there later on, and the Post, Legion Post. But then there was a hardware store, and I think there were two or three houses. And then on the corner, there was a kind of a grocery store. That either was burned down or moved away or something, I don't remember. Now, there wasn't much going north from that way. There were two blacksmith shops. One was on the east side and one on the west side. And of course on the corner was Anstead's brick house, Louis Anstead. He's the man who founded and started the town.
Did you know him?
I knew of him.
You
knew of him. Of course, on the other side of the corner was a Baptist church. And going west was the preacher's house. And I think there were a couple of homes. There wasn't much on the north side. And that's about all. But it was south. And some of the old timers, there was Saul Anstead's house. And there was what's their name? Anyway, Scotch family. That's about all I can remember. Of course, I could tell you all around in the township, as far as I know, but that'd be too much talk.
I want to thank you very much for letting me tape this. And
well, you're welcome. I'm sorry, my voice has been changed on this cold and sickness.